This week's dry bean scene is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and Central Valley Bean Cooperative. Like many other crops, dry edible beans have been a headache to harvest this year. Midwest Consulting owner Dave Sabodny, who serves farmers in the Park River and Grafton, North Dakota areas, says dry bean yields are disappointing.
There's a few areas with maybe average, but there's still a lot of dry beans in the field, and yields were affected more significantly in the dry beans by the drought.
Before the rains set in between East Grand Forks and Crookston, Minnesota, farmer Troy Newhouse was able to make some black bean harvest progress.
The quality in the crop was above average, so we were pretty pleased with that. It'll be interesting to see what happens to the quality once guys can get back after it when it dries out a little bit. We'll deal with quality concerns once we get to that point, but I think that's everyone's concern right now, is just how do we get this remaining crop off the ground without bringing in a good product that's not mud smeared and other issues that come with wet conditions.
Based at Johnstown, North Dakota, Johnstown Bean Company manager Dylan Carley says right now the biggest thing farmers need to keep in mind is to be careful with the conditions.
Wanting to take the beans off at a higher moisture, and unless there's areas to put them in on air, that can cause huge problems. Plus, the other thing that we've seen a couple of issues with is dirt smear from taking them in too wet, whether you get a little mud in your combine or too much moisture on the beans, and that can devalue the product down to pretty much nothing.
That is the dry bean scene, made possible in part by UPL, SRS Commodities, and FMC.